Did you know you can opt out of winter? With Vrbo, save up to $1,500 for booking a month-long stay. When thousands of sunny homes are waiting for you, why subject yourself to the cold? Put the snow shovel down, put the parka back in the closet, and don't you dare scrape another windshield. Slip into some flip-flops, consider a sunless tan, and use the monthly stays filter to save up to $1,500. Book your warm getaway at Vrbo.com.
Ever felt that knot in your stomach right before a big presentation? You know, the kind that makes you sweat just thinking about it. Yeah, we've all been there. High-pressure situations are unavoidable, and let's be honest, fear and anxiety can take over like an invited guest to the party, crashing the fun and turning things into a complete mess. But what if I told you that with a little stoic wisdom, those feelings don't have to control you? That's right. This isn't about ignoring your feelings or pretending they don't exist. It's about learning how to manage them like a pro, so they don't derail your game. So buckle up, because today on Calm and Confident, we're diving headfirst into managing fear and anxiety in those high-pressure moments, and I promise you, you'll walk away feeling empowered and ready to conquer anything. First things first, remember this. Fear is a natural human response. It's like your body's built-in alarm system, warning you of potential danger. But here's the catch in most modern-day high-pressure situations. It's not a saber-toothed tiger chasing you. It's a looming deadline or a big meeting. Our brains haven't quite caught up with reality, so they've heard this prehistoric fear response at us, even when it's not truly necessary. But guess what? We can rewire those responses. Stoicism teaches us to see fear for what it is, a feeling, not a fact. It's an emotion that can be managed, controlled, and ultimately used to our advantage. Now, let's break down some practical stoic strategies you can use right now. First up, we have controlled breathing. When anxiety hits, your breath becomes shallow and rapid. Deep, conscious breaths signal to your body that it's okay, calming the nervous system. Imagine yourself taking each inhale like you're filling a balloon with air, and slowly exhaling like you're letting go of all the tension. It sounds simple, but trust me, it works wonders. Next up is cognitive reframing. Ever heard the saying, change your perspective, change your reality? Well, that applies here too. When those negative thoughts start spiraling, consciously challenge them. Are they truly facts or just assumptions? For example, instead of thinking, I'm going to mess this presentation up, try reframing it as, I've prepared well, and I'm going to do my best. Small shifts in your thought patterns can make a big difference. Mindfulness meditation, even for just a few minutes a day, can be your secret weapon. It helps you focus on the present moment, reducing those anxious thoughts about the future or regrets from the past. Think of it as training your mind to be more aware and less reactive to stress. There are tons of great guided meditations online. Find one that resonates with you and start practicing. Another powerful tool is visualization. Imagine yourself succeeding in that high-pressure situation. See yourself calm, confident, and delivering your best. This helps build mental resilience and prepares you for the real thing. It's like rehearsing mentally before a big performance. Finally, remember the importance of self-care. You can't pour from an empty cup. Make sure you're getting enough sleep, eating nourishing foods, exercising regularly, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. A healthy mind and body are essential for managing stress and anxiety. Picture this. It's the day of your big presentation, and you feel that familiar flutter of nerves. But instead of letting it take over, you take a deep breath, remember your cognitive reframing mantra, I am prepared and I will do my best, and visualize yourself confidently delivering your speech. You focus on the present moment, engaging with your audience and sharing your ideas with passion. As you finish, you feel a sense of accomplishment and relief, knowing that you handle the pressure like a champ. That's the power of these stoic techniques in action. So, let's recap. Fear is natural, but it doesn't have to control us. We can manage it through controlled breathing, cognitive reframing, mindfulness meditation, visualization, and self-care. Remember, you are capable of handling high-pressure situations with grace and confidence. Now go out there, conquer those anxieties, and make every day a victory. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends who could use a little stoic wisdom in their lives. And remember, we've got more daily tips and tricks coming your way, so stay tuned and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.